Let's get the plane in the air. In the headlines, Governor of the Central Bank reports that Barbados's economy has grown by 2.6%. Police respond to reports by a social media influencer who claims she was kidnapped and assaulted while on holiday in Barbados. Social commentators label as crude and tasteless two new online music releases by local artists. 11 individuals have been honored with the Pride of Barbados Award for their contribution to the parish of St. Joseph. And Guyana imposes a national curfew following violent clashes between police and protesters who accuse authorities of mishandling the investigation into the death of an 11-year-old girl. This is the latest, the 12:30 edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. Governor of the Central Bank reports that Barbados's economy has grown by 2.6% in the first quarter of this year. The first quarter review of the economy for 2025 was delivered this morning, and Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge noted that the growth and the gross domestic product shrinkage are both impressive.
That represents the fifth consecutive first quarter expansion. That would have reflected a slowing of inflation to 0.9%. It also was consistent with our employment data showing an easing to 7.1% from 8.3%. That growth would have supported a primary surplus reserve increase to all-time high of $3.4 billion. And at the same time, the current account deficit would have narrowed slightly over the period. The debt-to-GDP ratio also benefited from the economic expansion, declining further to 102.8% of GDP.
Governor Greenidge also spoke about the state of the island's reserves.
At the end of March this year, we had 32.4 weeks of import cover. In terms of volume, that's 3.4 billion dollars in reserves. Quite a good buffer, as you know, in this current volatile environment. What drove that? Majority is driven by, again, tourism earnings. Net tourism receipts were up $915 million compared to $834 million during the period. Also, we had an increase in net FDI inflows with respect to private sector.
That's Governor of the Central Bank, Dr. Kevin Greenidge. The Barbados Police Service are reporting that a social media influencer who claims she was kidnapped and assaulted while on a recent trip to Barbados did not want the complainants prosecuted. The influencer took to her TikTok and Instagram page to make allegations that a well-known entrepreneur and his colleagues took advantage of her and her friends while on the island.
I was drugged and almost kidnapped while in Barbados. Again, I'm going to put the picture in the name of the people who were involved at the end of this video. They approached us on the beach right by our hotel. They approached us like they were trying to talk to us, and then offered us to go to Rihanna Drive and try the local food, something we was already trying to get into. That went well later on in the night. When we went back out, that's when we were drugged and almost kidnapped. He had also put his hands on me. He had assaulted me. He smacked me a few times. I was so gone, I couldn't even respond. Law enforcement didn't help at all. They were very dismissive of what we had to say. There was only one person there who helped. Of course, she was a woman.
However, when contacted, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite refutes the claims of police apathy.
I can confirm that a report was made to the police in respect of the matter. The complainants were interviewed and investigations into the allegations commenced. However, the complainants were reluctant to follow the procedures which would enable the investigation to proceed criminally. The complainants further advised that they wanted the offenders warned. Notwithstanding the wishes of the victims, the police will continue their efforts to interview those persons who were mentioned as being concerned with this matter.
Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. A former headmaster and pastor has labeled the release of a music video and song by King Bubba and Trey Breezy as crude and tasteless. The song called Truckman was released yesterday, but Kenroy Burke has described the lyrics, video, and production as tasteless and says he hopes this is not what we will expect from Cropova this year.
It's pretty deplorable. I really believe that the entertainment industry can do a whole lot better than this. We are not trying to Christianize everything in Barbados, but we want to believe that there's a heavy responsibility on the entertainment industry to at least help us uphold the morals of our society. And these types of releases are degrading. I felt for the young females that are part of that recording. It's degrading to them as females.
Former headmaster and pastor Kenroy Burke, meantime professional social worker and founder of president of the Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent, also chimed in on the release.
As an advocate for men in Barbados, it makes my job and the job of our organization extremely difficult. I think artists need to understand that music impacts behavior. Music impacts the youth. There are young men out there who aspire to be involved in the entertainment industry. I will use that as a benchmark to set their standards. We need to be careful with what we are doing, the messages that we are sending.
Professional social worker and founder of Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent. Another release by Faith Callender called Beijing Code has also been slammed in the lunchtime edition. 11 individuals have been honored with the Pride of Barbados Awards in recognition of their contribution to the parish of St. Joseph. 9 of the 11 awardees were acknowledged this morning during a ceremony held at State House as part of the year-long We Gather in celebrations. 10 of the honorees are from St. Joseph, while one lives in the diaspora. Speaking at the event, Attorney General and Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall, emphasized that the awards are not political, but a recognition of the work that these individuals have done within the community.
Our awardees this morning are really the heroes and heroines of St. Joseph. Many of them have served our communities with all that they had for their entire lifetime. And it is important for us to acknowledge their contribution before they pass on. I've come to know pretty much all of them very well. And the one thing that has always impressed me has been the way in which they have demonstrated a commitment and a passion for serving other individuals, whether just through acts of personal generosity, whether that generosity is in terms of time or opportunities. They're all people of whom St. Joseph is and can be very proud.
That's Attorney General Dale Marshall. And Guyana has imposed an overnight curfew following violent clashes between police and protesters who accuse authorities of mishandling the investigation into the death of an 11-year-old girl. The clashes occurred outside the capital's main hospital as 3 pathologists, including one flown in from the U.S., performed an autopsy on the girl identified as Adriana Young. They determined that she died from drowning. The country's Home Affairs Minister, Robinson Benn, said the national curfew will be with immediate effect from 12:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. and it could be extended to as early as 10 p.m. Our top stories. Governor of the Central Bank reports that Barbados' economy has grown by 2.6%. Police respond to reports by a social media influencer who claims she was kidnapped and assaulted while on holiday in Barbados. Social commentators label as crude and tasteless 2 new online music releases by local artists. 11 individuals have been honored with the Pride of St. Joseph Awards, and Ghana imposed a curfew following violent clashes between police and protesters. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Our next newscast is at 3:30 this afternoon. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.